So Rav Kook in Oros HaTshuva, so he quotes an amazing Ramchal. He quotes on Ramchal Derech Hashem. And Ramchal speaks about an interesting idea. He says that the Pasuk says that when the Ribbono Shel Olam was creating the world, so specifically when he was creating the fruit trees, so the Torah says that the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded that the trees be created as Eitz Pri Oseperi. It was to be fruit trees that created fruit. And Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Medrash that says, what does that mean? It was supposed to be Tam Eitz Kepirio. If you could imagine this for a moment, then not only was the fruit going to be sweet, but what? But the trees were going to be sweet as well. Amazingly enough, however, when the world was actually created, so what does the Torah say? It was Eitz Oseperi. It was ultimately, again, trees that created fruit. So Rashi HaKadosh again quotes the Medrash that says that the earth did not comply with the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the command of God. God wanted it to be fruit trees that taste like fruit. The trees should taste like fruit also. The earth did not comply. Instead, trees taste like trees, fruit tastes like fruit. So we'll say, obviously, you understand, this Medrash requires incredible contemplation because trees, right, do not have, we spoke about this, right, do not have bechira, right, do not have free choice. As such, again, at the end of the day, they can't, what do you mean they didn't comply? So what does that mean? So in general, Medrash is here to teach us, Medrash is not necessarily meant to be taken literally, meant to teach us deeper lessons. So the Maral, in Gur Aryeh says that the meaning of the Medrash was the following, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to create the world, he wanted to create a level of perfection. The idea is that the earth is not capable of that level of perfection. Eitz Pri Oseperi represents a level of perfect equilibrium. Everything is sweet, everything is good. That level of perfection does not exist here in this world. That level of perfection only exists above. So says Ramchal, the Ribbono Shel Olam was trying to make a point. I wanted to create a perfect world, but the truth is, a perfect world does not exist. So Rav Kook takes this a step further. And Rav Kook says very beautifully, by quoting the Derech Hashem, I want to quote you. He says, Va'alkein, gozar v'sidr sheyivru inyone shlemus v'inyone chisaro. So Rav Kook says, quoting the Derech Hashem, that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to make a point. I could have created a perfect world in which there was Eitz Pri Oseperi, in which there were fruit trees that yielded fruit, but instead I didn't do that. Instead, I dafka created an imperfect world where what? Where it's only Eitz Oseperi. It's only regular trees, right? Bitter trees that create fruit. He says, listen to this. V'tivri alkin gazer v'seidar sheyivru inyon eshlimus v'inyon echisarum. The Ribbono Shel Olam purposely made it in this world that there are things that are complete, perfect, and there are things that are imperfect. V'tivra beria, listen to how beautiful this is. Sheyiye baha efsharus l'shneha inyon eshava. And the Ribbono Shel Olam created something called man. And man has the ability to choose between being something that is complete and something that is deficient. And he gave man the tools to be able to work towards completion. We'll this outside. Rav Kook says something absolutely amazing. He says, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is creating the world, he said, you know what, let me create perfection. Let it be Eitz Pri Oseperi. And then Rav Kook says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I'm not creating a perfect world. I'm bedafka creating an imperfect world. Why am I creating an imperfect world? Because that's man's avoda. Man's job is to take an imperfect world and to perfect it just a little bit more. If I would have created an Eitz Pri Oseperi, then what does man have to do in this world? Man has just to sit and learn, just sit and daven, just sit and work in his ruach nias. It's not enough. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I dafka created an imperfect world in order that man's avoda is to take the tools that I have given him and to somehow perfect the world just a little bit more. Ribbono Shel Olam purposely created not an Eitz Pri Oseperi world, but instead an Eitz Oseperi, a world that it was created imperfectly by design, to give us the ability, and the Rav Kook takes this a step further. Rav Kook says the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the ability to be quasi-divine. How so? Because just like the Ribbono Shel Olam as a creator, he took what? He took nothing. He took Choshech. He took Vrech Elokim Rech Eves Al Pnei Hamayim, and he formed it into a beautiful, magnificent world. He gives us the same opportunity as well. Take an imperfect world, shape it, mold it, make it a little bit more perfect and become a creator in your own right. And I'm going to say this is an incredible yisod because we live in an incredibly imperfect world. We live in an incredibly perfect world. We live in a time where it's scary to wake up in the morning and like we all do in this day and age and check the news. It's scary. Another teenager stabbed in Yerushalayim. And now Nebuch, we have Jews going around and stabbing people. We live in a horribly imperfect world. Horribly imperfect world. So there are two types of people in this world. There are people that just simply love to lament the imperfection of this world. Ah, the world is terrible. People are terrible. What's going to happen? What's going to be? They love to talk about it. They talk. And they can tell you all the imperfections that exist. And when you ask them what they're doing about it, nothing. I'm just going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about all the imperfections. Those are usually the same people that also tell you about all the imperfections that you have as well. Right? And they're wonderfully proficient in pointing out the laundry list of imperfections that you possess. So there are people that like to talk about it. And there are other people that, says Rev Cook, like to perfect it. There are other people to say, yes, you know what? The world is heartbreakingly imperfect. Heartbreakingly imperfect. But the Ribono Shel Olam put us each here because each of us in our own way has an ability to endow the world with some additional level of perfection. Each of us in our own unique way has the ability to address some level of imperfection in this world. That's our avoda. There's no challenge in being born into a world that is eitz pri osepri. The Ribono Shel Olam put us in a world that is eitz osepri, an imperfect world, because he realized that each of us has the ability to raise the world up just a little bit. Each of us has the ability to endow the world with a little bit more perfection in a sea of imperfection. And we should be zochem miratz Hashem. The Ribono Shel Olam, through Seder Bereishis, invites us to join him in the creative process. He invites us to become creators. We should be zochem miratz Hashem to find our ability to create, to find our ability to correct, to find our ability to infuse a little bit more perfection into a highly imperfect world.